"Globalist is an anti-Semitic slur that should be banned," argues Legacy Media. By Kurt Zindulka on October 26, 2022. A debate has emerged in Britain over the term globalist, with elements of the legacy media and social media arguing that using the word to describe the political ideology of preferring superstate over state is actually a racist term against Jewish people. Following what many, such as Brexit leader Nigel Faye, have described as a globalist coup to install former Goldman Sachs banker and World Economic Forum WEF acolyte Rishi Sunak as prime minister, left-wing figures have attempted to make the very term globalist an off-limits slur, claiming that it is anti-Semitic. Last week, Nigel Farage tweeted, "Jeremy Hunt is now running the country. This is a globalist coup." Mr. Farage went on to make similar comments following the installation of Grant Shapps as Home Secretary. The statements were condemned by Jewish groups, despite the fact that Mr. Hunt is not Jewish but rather a member of the Church of England. Mr. Shapps comes from a Jewish family. Criticizing the use of the term, Marie van der Zyl, the president of the Board of Deputies of British Jews, said, "Anti-Semitism experts such as the Anti-Defamation League identify globalist as a common anti-Semitic trope based on conspiracy theories about international Jewish power. Politicians should avoid using the term, particularly when referring specifically to Jewish individuals." The linguistic dispute came to a head on Sunday, when a caller to the LBC radio station echoed Mr. Farage's sentiments in describing Sunak as a globalist who doesn't seem to love England. For this remark, LBC host Sangeeta Mishra, formerly of the BBC, chastised the caller, saying, "As we continue this conversation, please don't use the phrase globalist again because many of my Jewish listeners will find that incredibly offensive because it has also been used, at times, as a racist put down to the Jewish community." "That's not true," the listener shot back. "If I meant Jewish, I'd say Jewish." Commenting on the exchange, Mr. Farage, who was previously a host for LBC, lamented, "Words being banned by mainstream media, this is not good." Mr. Farage also shared the Oxford English Dictionary's definition of globalism, which states, "the belief that events in one country affect those in all other countries, and that economic and foreign policy should benefit the world as a whole instead of individual countries." Anglican deacon and GB News host Calvin Robinson also took aim at language policing from the media, writing on social media, "Be wary of anyone who hears globalist and thinks the Jews, as ever, they are the very thing they accuse us of. A globalist is a politician who operates on an international perspective, rather than a local/national perspective. It's only a slur in the mind of anti-Semitics." Political commentator and Spiked columnist Ben Pyle noted that the origins of the anti-globalist movement were left-wing in nature, highlighting the protests against the World Trade Organization, WTO, such as the anti-capitalist Battle of Seattle in 1999, in which Black Bloc anarchists rampaged through the American city, smashing businesses along their way. It has been estimated that Seattle businesses lost some $20 million in lost sales and property damage during the protests. Pyle went on to note that the BBC itself previously described the movement as thus: "The anti-globalization movement is made up of a variety of causes, including environmentalism, debt forgiveness, animal rights, the protection of children, anarchism and anti-capitalism. Most of the movement's adherents believe that globalization leads to exploitation of the world's poor, workers and the environment." Despite its left-wing origins, the term has since become a key phrase used by populists on the right, deployed by nationalist figures such as former President Donald Trump and Brexit leader Nigel Farage to differentiate themselves politically from corporatist and internationalist elements on both the left and right who are in favor of institutions such as the European Union and the World Economic Forum as opposed to those who favor a more localized focus for governments. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindulka.